Steve Scott's back at the station. 18-11, Northside at the end of one. We'll get to the stats here in a minute. As Northside puts the ball in play, and Warsaw goes to a half-court trap. This will be interesting to see how this works out. Davenport, near side, Fugit. Lobs back out top for Goheen. Goheen all the way across to Davenport. Back across to Goheen. Now back across to Davenport. They want it inside. They get it inside. And King is open and scores. 20-11, Northside with the lead. Northside in the first quarter, 7 of 10 from the field. 2 of 4 from three-point range, 2 of 2 at the free throw line. Bricker in the lane, kicks it out. Sullivan back in, wide open 17-footer. Nope, a little long. Rebounds grabbed by Young. Pass ahead to the near side for Fugit. He didn't think he could dribble, and I think he was right. He did the right thing by not dribbling. He gets it back on the left side for three. Rimming no good, and a foul. No, the ball went out of bounds. The ball bounced all over the backboard and hit the pole supporting it. Warsaw with 6 turnovers in the first quarter. They shot well, 5 of 9 from the field. 1 of 3 from the arc. 6 turnovers, too many. 20-11. Tigers get a stop on that possession, and now we'll work at the other end. Berger double-teamed left wing. Out to a wide-open Bricker for three. It's no good. Sullivan, though, the rebound at the free throw line. Lost it, got it back. Bricker again, straight out for three. That one's good. Luke Bricker has 11, and Warsaw's deficit is 6 at 20-14. In the middle of the court, near the center circle, Davenport. Far side for Goheen. Pass in the paint, taped away and taken away. Martin came from the backside and stole it. Bricker in transition up the far side. Crosses to the middle at the free throw line. Whips a pass deep right corner, Sullivan. Up the baseline under the basket. Foul called. And Fugit runs immediately to the north side bench as if to say, you're taking me out, right? That's my second foul. No, Gary Andrews says, no, stay out there for now. Berger to play it in. Baseline right at the far end. Gets it into Martin. Out to Bricker. Bricker with a head fake and a drive up the left side of the lane. Couldn't shoot. Up the baseline goes Berger. Out to Martin. Deep right corner. Three-pointer. Short. Rebound. Saved in by Young. No, not saved in by Young. He was out of bounds when he touched the ball. Warsaw's got the ball back. Martin with a really good look from the deep right corner. Just could not make it. On the inbounds, they lob it in. Martin had the ball tipped out of his hands and taken away by King. It looked like they were trying an alley-oop lob in there. Well, Martin got the ball knocked out of his mitts. At the right elbow, Young. He'll turn and shoot from there and miss. Everybody crashing in for the rebound, and the Tigers have it. Berger through the center circle. 5:46 left to go first half. Tigers trail 20-14 to Northside. Sullivan on the weave. Chased by King. Left side, Finlinson. He'll try one from the deep left corner. That's no good. Rebound grab by Young for Northside. Goheen up ahead to the timeline, Javion Davenport. Now lobs the near side for Goheen at the foul line for Young. Back to Goheen for three. No good. Bricker has the rebound. Bricker outside the lane takes off through the center circle. Stop and go move. Gets bumped to the side out to Finlinson. Finlinson back to Bricker. Bricker with a head fake. Now a three-pointer right side. No good. That hit the backboard first. And the rebound's grabbed by Fugit for Northside. 3 minutes into quarter two, Northside leads 20-14. Past the top, tipped and taken away. Martin with another steal. Again, he takes it in. He puts it up. He missed it. It may have been deflected down there by Fugit. It's a two-on-one the other way. Underneath King, and he'll lay it in. And a foul. King never got back down the court. He got to about the volleyball line at this end. Saw the ball coming back this way and kind of angled out, got himself in a really good spot to handle that pass. He got fouled by Sullivan, his first, and it's 22-14. Northside and free throw coming up here for the big fella King, who for the season is 4 out of 5. Sullivan is out. Berger also out. Gould is back in. Trey Davis back in. King's free throw is in. He's got 9 first half points. 23-14 in favor of Northside. Martin dribbles right, hands back to Finlinson. Finlinson spins around, looks inside. Needs somebody to come help him. He finds Martin on the right wing. Martin drives the right side, stumbled the lane, a whistle and a foul call. He had Goheen on him, the 5'7 freshman who probably weighs maybe 160 pounds. Goheen picks up the foul, he's first. So he did the right thing. He went to the basket, and Goheen had to foul him. Gould on the inbound, baseline right, and a whistle, and it's going to be another foul. I think this is when it's on Alexander. Alexander with a forearm foul. His first, team's third in this quarter. Gould to play it in. They get it into Martin. Martin right wing out to Bricker between the circles. Luke dribbles to the right side. Backdoor cut. Martin takes it up strong and banks it in over King. Martin with two field goals and 5 points. 23-16. Warsaw within seven. Goheen to the line. Up ahead near side for Alexander. Back to Goheen. Far side. A better pass would have led to a three-point shot. There's a three by Young. It's no good. It's tipped out of bounds. It belongs to Warsaw. They got the three they wanted. They got the look they wanted. Young's shot was a little bit to the left. Hit the backboard, kicked out, and goes out of bounds off of north side. Gould off a screen at the top. Finds a cutting Bricker. Down inside Martin in the lane. Fakes left and a whistle and a foul called on north side. Gary Andrews saw it. It's a foul on Javion Davenport, his first, team's fourth. Warsaw will go to the free throw line next time Northside fouls. Gould out to Trey Davis. Bricker wants it to post, but he didn't really have a good spot for him, so they'll set the play up. 3:40 left to go in the half. Warsaw trails 23-16. Bricker at the top, left side Martin. Drives to the elbow, double teamed. Backdoor cut. Oh, what a pass to Trey Davis, who then twisted his body around to score. 23-18. Warsaw within five. Warsaw showing some half-court trap action. Goheen, left wing. They're going to try to come and trap him. And he gets it out of there. Davenport in the center circle. Back to Goheen. Down to the near corner to King. Lobs all the way across for Javion Davenport. He shoots for three and hits it. That's a beautiful pass by King, who saw who was open and hit the guy perfectly for the three-point shot. And now Warsaw trails again by eight. Bricker drives in the lane, leans in, put it up, missed it. Oh, went over the back. How is that not a foul on the Tigers? Bricker should have got a foul for going to the back. It didn't matter because Northside's got the ball, leading 26-18. 2:50 left to play before halftime. To the line, Goheen. Still in the backcourt now. Across the line is Javion Davenport. He's trapped there. Lobs all the way across. Trey Davis got a hand on it and tips it into the Warsaw bench. Goheen will throw it in right in front of Elijah Wright on that Tiger bench. Gets it in for Javion Davenport. He'll walk it out. Now dribble right against Bricker. Now takes it out beyond the three-point arc. Bounces out top. Trey Davis saw that coming. He stole it. He takes it down. He scores. Trey Davis back-to-back baskets for the Tigers. Warsaw trails 26-20. 2:20 left to play first half. Davenport ahead to Goheen. Cuts through the Tiger defense. Picks it up. Throws it back out for Javion. He'll drive in and throw it to the near side for Alexander, then back out to Goheen. At the foul line, turning and shooting is Young. No good. King, though, the rebound. Back out. Oh, he shot off the bottom of the backboard. No good. And it goes out of bounds, and it belongs to Fort Wayne North. That was an easy layup, but King released it a little early. And so it hit the bottom of the rim and then the backboard, and then it came down and hit either Finlinson or Bricker and went out of bounds. Bricker takes a seat. Sullivan back in the lane. Fugit, a whistle. He traveled. He changed pivot feet. Out of bounds to Warsaw. 2 minutes to go, first half. Here comes Javius Davenport. Twin brother of Javion. 26-20, Tigers down by six. Hand off to Sullivan on the weave from left to right. whipped it inside. Martin got free. Trey Davis made the pick on the backside that freed up Brant Martin. He's got seven, and Warsaw's within four at 26-22. Now across the line, Davenport. That is Javion. Now to his brother JVS. Now to Javion. Back to JVS over the top of this zone defense by the Tigers. Right side for Young. All the way back across. A three by JVS. Davenport is good. That's a big basket for them. 1:15 left to go in the half. 29-22. Tigers were building momentum, and he sucked the life right out of it. Finlinson between the circles. Right side for Carson Gould. Down to Martin on the block on the right. He'll try to work his way in the lane, and it's tipped away and taken away. It's still loose under the basket, and it's taken, and we have a whistle and timeout called. Timeout called. Northside calls time with 57 seconds left. Martin had the ball down on the block, was trying to make a move into the lane. Goheen came down and actually tipped it free and was able to steer it to a teammate. Gary Andrews takes his first timeout of the game with his team leading 29-22 and in possession of the basketball. Next Friday night, Tigers will be home against Wawasee. Airtime 6:10, JV tip-off 6:15 on News Now Warsaw. Critical moment in the basketball game right now. 57 seconds left to play in the half. Warsaw trails 29-22. And it's Warsaw basketball on the alternating possession. If Warsaw can get a stop here, even if they don't score, they'd have some momentum going into the third quarter when they have the basketball. Goheen out near the timeline. Pressure by Carson Gould. 45 seconds. Oh, and he hands off. Not a very good handoff for Javius Davenport. Javius against Carson Gould on the switch. Bounces to Goheen. He'll drive in and kick it to Keen in the near corner. And King says, here, I'll dribble this once and give it to somebody else. Now Javion Davenport. Pass out top. Knocked away. Saved inbounds by Javius Davenport. Now to Goheen. Out to Javion. 19 seconds. Warsaw has fouls to give. They look down to King on the block. They throw it in. He turns on Sullivan, ran him over, put it up, missed it. Rebound grabbed by Carson Gould. 8 seconds left. Bounces ahead. Sullivan will track it down right wing. Takes it down to the block. Fakes and lost the ball, but it was touched by Northside. And Warsaw will get one more shot at it with 3.7 left. So not only did Warsaw get a stop before the end of the half, but now they could score, cut it down to 5 or 4, and get the ball to start the third. Carson Gould will throw it in baseline right at the far end. Rickers back in for this offensive set. He gets wide open, has it, shoots it, and missed it, and that'll do it for the second quarter. Northside 29, Warsaw 22. First half scoring comes your way after this 90-second break on News Now Warsaw. Halftime in the Tiger Den for this matinee basketball game between Northside and Warsaw. Tigers trail 29-22 to the Legends. First half scoring for Northside. Tyvon Alexander's got 2 free throws, 2 points. Jordan Woods, 2 points. Eugene Young, 3 points. Jackson Fugate, 5 points. The leader is Jordan King, who's got 9 first-half points. For Warsaw, Trey Davis off the bench with 4. Brant Martin's got 7. Luke Bricker's got 11. That's it. Just 22 points for the Tigers in the first half, and Bricker and Martin combined for 18 of the 22. Northside outscored Warsaw in the first quarter, 18-11. Both teams scored 11 points in the second quarter to give us our 29-22 count. We were never tied. We did have one early lead change. Warsaw won the freshman game 38-29. They're now 6-0 on the season. Tucker Reed had 22 points. And the JV from Northside beat Warsaw 43-30. The JV is now 3-1. Tristan Wilson and Elijah Wright each scored 10 points for the Tiger JV, who falls for the first time this season. Again, it's 29-22. Fort Wayne Northside with the lead at halftime. We'll give you the first half stats next on News Now Warsaw. Unfortunately, we don't have any stats, so I apologize for that. Not much I can do about it at this point. Warsaw trails in the game 29-22 here over the Fort Wayne Northside Legends, who won last night in overtime over their rivals Fort Wayne Southside 61-56. So, not sure what's going on here with the stats, but we are not getting them. The stat crew is going off to get something to drink, go to the bathroom like they usually do during halftime of the JV or of the varsity. The stats are normally brought to you by Alderfer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Alderfer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Stats have just come through, so we're glad to be able to bring them to you now. In the first half, Northside was 11 of 21 from the field. That's 52%. They were 4 of 9 for three-point range and 3 out of 3 at the free throw line. Warsaw was 10 of 22 from the field. That's 46%. They were 2 of 9 from three-point range and did not attempt a free throw in the first half. Rebounding edge to Northside, 9-7. Both teams doing a good job on the defensive boards, each team with only one offensive rebound. Warsaw, though, with 8 first-half turnovers. Northside with 7 first-half turnovers. Individually for the Tigers, Luke Bricker, 5 of 10 for the field, 1 of 4 from three-point range, 11 points. He also has one rebound. Brant Martins, 3 of 5 from the field, 1 of 2 from the three-point arc for 7 points. Warsaw is led in rebounding by nobody. They have 5 guys. They have 1 rebound each and 2 team rebounds for their total of 7. And other numbers, you have 2 steals for Trey Davis, 2 for Brant Martin, and the Tigers had 6 assists in the first half of play. Drew Sullivan with 2 and Robbie Finlinson with 2. Those are the halftime stats brought to you by Alderfer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderferbergen.com. We'll start the third after these words on News Now Warsaw.